Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, May 5th. Well, the Quincy City Council will begin examining the proposed city budget for the next fiscal year after a presentation by Mayor Thomas Koch last night. Koch unveiled an almost $492 million spending plan. It represents a 2.9% increase over the current year's budget. Koch says the proposed budget represents no new programs or positions and maintains current services. The proposed budget includes 4.5% increases for the school, police, and fire departments and adds $2 million to the city's reserve fund. Koch says the increases are coming in contractual pay raises and other fixed costs, including trash collection, health insurance, and energy. Mayor praised his department heads, including police, fire, and DPW. Koch says the budget includes $94 million in debt payments, representing a 5.5% increase. The city has a total of $1.8 billion in debt. Koch praised the decision to finance the pension obligation by bonding $475 million in 2021, saying that will save the city $180 million over the life of the bond. The Finance Committee of the City Council will now begin reviewing the budget on May 19th. The council may approve or cut the budget, but may not make any additions. The new fiscal year begins on July 1st. The Quincy City Council is also considering a proposal from Mayor Thomas Koch to purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College property. Koch last night unveiled a proposal to buy the former school for a total of $22.5 million. Koch said ENC has agreed to sell the property to the city for $21 million, and the additional $1.5 million would be needed for additional costs related to the sale. Koch says the purchase would include all 27 acres, including 14 buildings and 14 residential properties. Koch says the residential properties would be sold, generating $7 to $9 million in revenue. Koch says the purchase price is reasonable and would let the city control the future of the site. Ideas for future use include senior housing, a senior center, letting Quincy College use the gym and the playing fields. The City Council Finance Committee will now review that proposal. While the war with Iran continues, including the dispute over the crucial Strait of Hormuz, gas prices in Massachusetts are still shooting higher. The price per gallon of regular rose 31 cents over the past week in the Bay State, reaching $4.35 a gallon, according to AAA. The national average is 10 cents higher. California has the highest average price at $6.11. Well, the lowest average price is in Georgia at $3.85. In addition to the high price of crude oil due to the war, AAA's statement also noted that Americans are consuming more gasoline than they did last spring. Both Uber and Lyft are offering their drivers gas discounts of up to about $1 a gallon, but the discounts aren't enough to offset the approximate $1.44 increase in gas prices seen in Massachusetts since the start of the war in Iran. So far, the major rideshare services have not added a fuel surcharge to their fares. President Trump told reporters gas prices will drop as soon as the Iran war is over, but did not offer a timetable. Experts caution lowering prices won't be easy. AAA recommends shopping around for relief, including wholesale centers, which often offer lower rates. A bill moving through the state legislature would allow cities and towns to install automated traffic enforcement cameras and then mail tickets to drivers who run red lights or speed through dangerous areas. Under the proposed legislation, municipalities could choose whether to install cameras at intersections or along roadways. The cameras would capture images of vehicles committing certain violations, including running red lights, speeding, and blocking intersections, and tickets would be mailed to the registered owner of the vehicle. Unlike traditional traffic tickets, the violations would not result and points on a driver's license or impact insurance rates. Fines would be capped at $150, and cities and towns would only be allowed to use the revenue to pay for the cameras and administrative costs, not to raise money. The bill also includes safeguards to prevent minor infractions from triggering tickets. For example, drivers would not be cited for going just 1 mile per hour over the speed limit or for entering an intersection on a yellow light that later turns red. The cameras would only photograph license plates, not drivers or passengers, and data would be destroyed after cases are resolved. The ticket would go to the registered owner of the vehicle, similar to a parking ticket. Governor Healey has filed a narrower proposal focused specifically on installing cameras in school zones and construction areas. Supporters hope lawmakers can pass some version of the legislation before the current session ends in July. Even if approved, it would likely be months before any cameras are installed and longer before drivers start seeing tickets in the mail. Governor Healey filing first-in-the-nation legislation yesterday to regulate e-bikes, scooters, and mopeds, including minimum age requirements and other safety measures. Dubbed the Ride Safe Act, the governor's office says the legislation builds on recommendations from a statewide commission she created and responds directly to growing safety concerns across the state. Current law provides only limited guidance on e-bikes, mopeds, and scooters, even as their use has grown and accidents abound. Phil Ng, the state's interim Secretary of Transportation and MBTA general manager, added that the approach taken by the governor balances innovation and access while prioritizing safety across roads and infrastructure. The proposed legislation is aimed at reducing crashes, strengthening enforcement, and improving safety for riders, pedestrians, and drivers alike. It introduces a new system regulating devices based on speed rather than device type. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated. The Dow sank 557 points. The Nasdaq lost 46. The S&P dropped 29. Asian stocks also declined. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil is at $113 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat Detroit 5-4 last night. They're back at it tonight at 6:40. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly sunny, windy, and warm with a high of 83. A wind advisory is in effect beginning at noontime today. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers at a high of 73. Thursday, sun and clouds, high 69. Sunny on Friday with a high of 63. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves, winds out of the south, 10 to 15, then increasing to 25 with gusts to 40 miles per hour. High tide, 2:39 this afternoon. Sunrise at 5:33, sets at 7:47. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, May 5th.